Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. National Cabinet has agreed to new funding for domestic and family violence services to the tune of $4.7 billion. The money will go towards legal support to extend services that were on the brink of closing and the hiring of additional frontline staff. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says they are focused on practical measures as they work to end violence against women and children.
We know that a nationally coordinated approach is required to address this national crisis. We must act to ensure women are safe. These horrific and disturbing deaths and vile violence must be prevented.
A survey of parents and their teenage children has highlighted the prevalence of scams online. New research from Westpac Bank has found 97% of teenagers aged 13 to 17 use social media, and one in four have fallen for a scam online. The bank's Customer and Corporate Services Group Executive Carolyn McCann says scammers need to be prevented from leveraging social media to target children. Pharmacies in New South Wales may soon be able to treat more health conditions under a state government plan to relieve pressure on GPs. Health Minister Ryan Park says Labor is looking at an expanded scope of practice for local chemists. It could come into force by 2026. Under the flag changes, the state's pharmacists would be able to treat middle ear infections, minor wounds, nausea and vomiting, and some gastroesophageal problems. The nation's climate agency says Australia must cut emissions by 75% in the next decade to limit global warming. Climate Change Authority Chairman Matt Keane says it's one of the most important actions the government must take to achieve net zero by 2050. Mr. Keane says the electricity sector is the easiest to decarbonise. He says that should be the priority.
The priority is to roll out wind, solar, batteries and firming at speed and at scale. The sooner we do it, the better chance we have of hitting net zero by 2050. But in doing so, we can also ease cost of living pressure for families by lowering electricity bills. The CSIRO modelling clearly says that the cheapest way to replace our ageing energy infrastructure is to build wind, solar, batteries and firming.
The Australian Education Union says funding gaps between public and private schools must be urgently addressed. The union has released a report based on school finance data. It shows more than half of the nation's private schools receive more combined government funding per student than comparable public schools. The union's federal president, Karina Haythorpe, says the findings underline the urgent need for public schools to be fully funded. The head of a youth organisation in Western Australia says a teenager who later died in custody had been removed from their care as a cost-saving measure. Chief Executive Anita Pierce says her support organisation had been working with the 17-year-old boy in out-of-home care and that he was doing well. She says the Department of Communities stopped funding when he went back into juvenile detention.
The children will need to move elsewhere into group models or whatever it is that can be done to save some bucks. Now, that model of care is expensive, but it certainly does work for the children that need it. We cannot be expecting foster carers to be able to support some of these children who have, you know, significantly challenging behaviours.
Meanwhile, Bill Shorten has pledged to implement major reforms to the National Disability Insurance Scheme in his remaining time in politics. The former Labor leader will not run in the next election. He will stay on as NDIS Minister until he leaves federal politics. Mr. Shorten says he will use every minute left to secure the future of the scheme, but he says much of the necessary work has already been accomplished.
Our NDIS is one of the great significant opportunities for Australia. We have made reforms to this system through the legislation, through working with the state governments, But we've already made reforms which are seeing that some of the growth has begun to decrease.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.